Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, Minnesota can be expected to appear in the Associated Press men's basketball poll on Monday following a late comeback against a top five team. Brandon Johnson delivered 21 points and 9 rebounds as the Golden Gophers rallied past number 5 Iowa 102-95 in overtime. Johnson sparked the victory by going 4-for-4 from the 3-point range in OT. Marcus Carr had 30 points on 6-for-13 shooting from the 3-point range and 8 assists. Liam Robbins added 18 points and 4 blocks for the 8-1 Gophers, who trailed by 7 points with 44 seconds left in regulation. Luca Garza delivered 32 points on 11-for-27 shooting and 17 rebounds for the Hawkeyes. In other top 25 men's basketball action, Dimitri Trice scored a season-high 29 points in lifting ninth-ranked Wisconsin to an 85-76 win at number 12 Michigan State. The 8-1 Badgers won at the Breslin Center for the first time since 2004 and extended their Big Ten winning streak to 10 games dating to last season. Joey Hauser poured in a career-high 27 points for the Spartans, who trailed by 2 until the Badgers closed the game in a 14-7 run. Franz Wagner furnished 20 points, and number 19 Michigan scored 10 straight points early in the second half to pull away in an 80-69 verdict over Nebraska. Isaiah Livers had 17 points for the 7-0 Wolverines, while Hunter Dickinson had 13 points and 15 rebounds. In the NBA, the Miami Heat have continued their Christmas Day success under head coach Eric Spoelstra. Duncan Robinson nailed 7 three-pointers and scored 23 points as the Heat whipped the Pelicans 111-98. Robinson tied the most trays ever on Christmas Day and helped head coach Eric Spoelstra improve to 8-0 on the holiday. In Friday's other NBA action, Anthony Davis scored 28 points and the Lakers compiled a 52-27 rebounding average and a 138-115 thumping of the Mavericks. LeBron James provided 22 points while becoming the second leading Christmas scorer in NBA history. The Bucks have bounced back from a season-opening loss by blowing out the Warriors 138-99. Chris Middleton made the most of his 26 minutes of playing time by pouring in 31 points on 10-of-15 shooting. Kyrie Irving had a successful return to Boston as he contributed 37 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds to the Nets' 123-95 throttling of the Celtics. Kawhi Leonard scored 21 points before suffering a facial injury in the fourth quarter of the Clippers' convincing 121-108 win over the Nuggets. Leonard took an elbow to the face midway through the final period and lay bleeding on the court before he got up and walked to the locker room. Basketball Hall of Famer K.C. Jones has died at an assisted living facility in Connecticut at the age of 88. Jones won 12 NBA titles with the Celtics, 9 as a player, 1 as an assistant coach, and 2 as head coach. He's one of only 7 players in history to win an Olympic gold medal, an NCAA title, and an NBA championship. Only former Celtics teammate Bill Russell and Sam Jones won more NBA championships as players. Jones retired as a player in 1967 and was elected to the Naismith Hall of Fame in 1989, 3 years after earning his last NBA title. Jones had been receiving care for Alzheimer's disease for the past several years. In college football, Kevin Marks scored on a 1-yard touchdown run with 109 left before Buffalo made a final defensive stop to beat Marshall 17-10 in the Camellia Bowl. Marks carried 35 times for 138 yards for the Bulls, 6-1 Bulls against the nation's top run defenses. Gaddafi Wright's sack helped to force a 4th-and-11 in the final minute before Eric Black added his second sack to end the Thundering Herd's threat. In the NFL, Alvin Kamara tied a 91-year-old NFL record while helping the New Orleans Saints wrap up their 4th consecutive NFC South title. Kamara ran for a career-high 155 yards and tied an NFL record with 6 rushing touchdowns as the Saints ripped the Vikings 52-33, equaled a single-game record for rushing TDs that was set by Hall of Fame fullback Ernie Nevers in 1929 for the Chicago Cardinals. Kamara sprinted for a 40-yard touchdown run on the game's opening drive and added 5 more TDs inside the Minnesota 7. The 11-4 Saints never punted and set a record of yards gained by a game by Vikings opponent with 583. Drew Brees completed 19 of 26 throws for 311 yards in his second game back from rib and lung injuries that had him sidelined for 4 games. It was the most points allowed by the Vikings since 1963. The Atlanta Falcons have declared receiver Julio Jones and center Alex Mack out for Sunday's game at Kansas City. Jones will miss his 3rd straight game with a hamstring injury, and Mack is out due to a concussion. Giants quarterback Daniel Jones was listed as questionable after being limited in practice Friday. He's recovering from hamstring and ankle injuries that have sidelined him for 2 of the last 3 games, but his progress could allow him to be behind center on a Sunday in Baltimore. Jets assistant head coach Sean Davison will miss the team's home game Sunday against the Browns. Jefferson had been deemed in high-risk close contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. In other COVID news, Golf Hall of Famer Greg Norman has shared photos on social media suggesting he'd been hospitalized with COVID-19. The 65-year-old Australian posted a video on Instagram Thursday night saying he was experiencing coronavirus symptoms and posted photos Friday showing himself in a hospital bed. He wrote, "This sums it all up, my Christmas day." Norman's son, Greg Norman Jr., also said on social media that he and his wife, Michelle, have tested positive for COVID. And a person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press that Duke women's basketball team has ended its season amid the coronavirus pandemic. The person said the men's program planned to keep playing. The women's team has been on pause since December 16th because of two positive COVID-19 tests and contact tracing within the program's travel party. Sports was brought to you this morning on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.